If you follow up your dead and save your own body and young, I will just quickly mention that the Third Trip Subcommittee is not in a position to present a program. Primary states are 3C, 3001, cannot some of the services that you get for your dollar from the Third Trip Ministry. It has set new servers that isn't being used as much as it may be. Quarterly financial reports from the value of those if you want to keep on speed, and the Third Trip network that has recently been introduced. Gentlemen, the business that is referred to and handled by a committee after reviewing that report were the recommendations of the Permanent Subcommittee, Editors 1, 3, and 31, found on pages 24 and 31 of your handout, and the minutes of the Permanent Subcommittee, October 29, 77, 74, 78, March 18, 78, and an editorial opinion, Part B, on page 103, who did review the audit report. I will review the report of the Committee of Commissioners very quickly. The structure guidance that was given to us that will use economy of words in the written report. Here, recommending that the Assembly adopt the following recommendation, that the substance of the minutes of the Subcommittee for Spiritual Ministry be approved to the three above dates with notations in the following section. Failure to heed last year's General Assembly instruction, quote, that more care should be taken to see that the minutes of the Subcommittee are kept in accordance with the rules of Assembly operations. Quotation taken from the 5th General Assembly Minutes, paragraph 580, page 87. The report of the Subcommittee for Spiritual Ministries be approved with the following amendment and recommendation. Amend paragraph 1 and 9 of the report titled Theology of Spiritual. Strike out all after stop and add, due to the short term between assemblies, the committee will resubmit the revised paper for the 79th General Assembly. I'll read that in its entirety when we get to the line item. Recommend that the Subcommittee for Spiritual Ministries be allowed to study the subject, Theology of Spiritual Papers, for an additional year and submit its final recommendation to the 79th General Assembly. That the 79th budget be approved as submitted, that the Spiritual season for 78 and 79 be established as follows, October 15, 78 through November 5, the Sunday, November 5, the commitment Sunday, Sunday, October 21st, 79, through Sunday, November 11th, with Sunday, November 11th as Commitment Sunday. That each presbytery be urged to appoint a stewardship key man. That presbyteries encourage their local church to appoint a stewardship key man. That presbyteries encourage each church to participate in the stewardship seminars, which are offered in their area. That each church be encouraged to use the 1978 stewardship materials title Lord of All. Please remember 1 and 3 to item 9 as another recommendation that the audit report be approved. 1 and 4 seems to Roman 3 overtures. The editor 1 be answered in the negative of the following statement. The committee recognizes that there are PCA pastors who are on the page, and we urge each church to make use of the budgetary materials and counseling available to the subcommittee for spiritual ministry. That editor number 2 be answered in the negative with an appended statement. The committee has concluded that the services of the Subcommittee for Spiritual Ministries are of present value and will become more valuable as the denomination grows. No significant savings will be realized by an organizational realignment. That editor 31 be answered in the negative. We recommend that the individual church giving follow the approved budget request summary as established by the Assembly and published on page 104. We heard a few recommendations. The law is reported on the page of recommendation. Number 1, The Senate Committee recommended we amend their recommendation 1 and we concurred that the Subcommittee for Spiritual Ministries be allowed to study the subject, Theology of Spiritual Paper, for an additional year and submit its final recommendation to the 79 General Assembly. I so moved. The second comes from the committee, and my comment is this. Exegesis additionally is requested from two gentlemen who are good and very busy, and they didn't get it done. With a short term between the assemblies, we have not been attended back for additional study and a lot of man hours. We're going to complete those two acts and move on. B2. Without objection, it is adopted. That the 1979 budget we approved has been covered.
Just tell us if there are maybe a B3.
Okay?
Just say, I move to B3.
I move to B3. Without objection, it is adopted. That the stewardship season for 7879 is listed. I move, and the second comes from the committee. Without objection, it is adopted. That each secretary be urged to appoint is what we added. That is a change from the permanent committee. That each secretary be urged to appoint a stewardship team man. I so move, and the second comes from the committee. Without objection, it is adopted. I beg your pardon. Let's go 6-2. 6-2. Man and David is very secretary. And the follow-up report information is the team man to be considered as chair of a stewardship ministry. I told you to hold that. I thought I was 32 as good. Are you asking if that man would qualify? I just want to know if that is the key man that they're trying to get territory to relax.
I would defer to the attorney.
Would you answer number 9? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
It has been moved and seconded.
Without objection, no, you don't vote on this one. And number 5, all in favor say aye. Opposed, no.
The Presbyterians encourage each local church to appoint a stewardship team man. So moved and second from the committee.
Without objection, it is adopted.
The Presbyterians encourage each church to participate in a stewardship seminar that they offered in their area. So moved, second from the committee.
Without objection, it is adopted.
That each church be encouraged to use the 1978 stewardship materials word of all. So moved, second from the committee.
Without objection, it is adopted.
That the audit report be approved and moved second from the committee.
Without objection, it is adopted.
We recommend that Exhibit 1, page 24, be answered in the negative of the following statement. The committee recognizes that there are PCA pastors who are underpaid, and we urge each state to make use of the budgetary materials and counseling available to the Subcommittee for Stewardship Ministries. There's a misspell there that can work out. I so move. The second comes from the committee. My comment is this. Those encourage the Stewardship Committee and our overseers to start doing something that has already started. You would note that the overseers dated October 77. A lot happened since that in stewardship activities.
It's certainly in the interest of accuracy, you would also in the negative with the following comment. Not also in the negative of the following statement.
With the following comment, right?
Yes.
Editorial question, please.
Editorial without objection. All in favor of this recommendation, please hold up your hand. Down. All opposed, please hold up your hand. That's for the election.
That editorial number 2 be answered in the negative with an appended statement. The committee has concluded that the services of the Subcommittee for Stewardship Ministries are of present value and will become more valuable as the denomination grows. No significant savings will be realized by an organizational alignment. So moved with the second from the committee. My comment, gentlemen, is the key to raising money in our denomination is to raise men to God. The key to raising men to God is instilling principles of stewardship. That's the key, and this is the committee that does it. Not the first pillar.
Mr. Moderator, I move that editorial number 2 be answered in the affirmative. And at the General Assembly, direct the Subcommittee on Stewardship to be augmented into the Administration Committee. Further, the details of augmentation be worked out by the Permanent Committee for Administration for recommendation to the 7th General Assembly. If I receive a second, I would like to speak briefly to it.
is the language you use the language of the overture?
No,
sir. It is not. It is the proper substitute. Do you have a second? You have a second. Well, speak to it.
First of all, I believe that all the functions that are fulfilled by the Fellowship Committee could be fulfilled under the Administration Committee and from the Administration Committee. Secondly, one of the primary functions of the Fellowship Committee is to provide material which could be added from the Director of Subcommittee on Fellowship from the Administrative Office and being made available to our Committee of Publication to each committee. Another function is that it's statistics, which will also be provided for the church, function under the committee. Secondly, I disagree with the chairman of the committee of commissioners in that the key is having the committee emphasize scripture. The key, gentlemen, to effective scripture in our church is a proper understanding of what discipleship of Christ means. In our church, every member of our church is a tither. Every member of our church tithes. And the reason for that is because they understand that to be a follower of Jesus Christ means that he is Lord of life. For us to have a substitute of scripture where we have a specialist teaching us in this area, apart from our ministers, is to say that our ministers and our elders are not capable of teaching our people what proper scripture is. Our denomination needs to reevaluate the commitment to Jesus Christ. It involves the pocketbook. It involves being willing to tithe and more. Thirdly, this excellent man, Pastor Holland, could be more expeditiously used, assisting Dr. Van Moore in the Committee of Administration, and Dr. Ward's staff could also be used to assist him in any staff work that he needs.
I hope not to speak before the Assembly of General Court.
The
motion is that it be made a subcommittee of the Administration Committee, I believe. Is that
am I correct?
That's correct.
Did I read the word?
It is a part of, it has a definite job to do. But it already is a subcommittee of the Administration Committee and operates in that role.
May the moderator ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you consider Pastor an assistant to you in the work?
I beg your pardon?
Do you consider Pastor an assistant to you in the work?
I'm just the chairman of it. He is the director of the ministry.
That is really proper question.
Mr. Ball, not so sure.
No.
Mr. Moderator?
Dan Ball, I
think that that's
fair.
I believe Mr. City has understood the focus of the motion to answer the overture in the affirmative, if he answered in the affirmative, the Subcommittee to Stewardship Ministry would be realigned, and many of some of the conversation I've kept from Mr. Holland that used within the framework of the Administration Committee and not as a separate subcommittee to be funded by the four permanent committees. And I can tell with the speaker before, Mr. Stewart, that the functions that are being performed by the Stewardship Subcommittee could be just as well performed within the framework of the Administration and Christian Education Publication Committee. And I also believe that as a commissioner in making, I believe it was Jackson, when this subcommittee was set up, that the Assembly would make you understand that the committee would also have a significant fundraising function for the permanent program committee. And that not only would it be educationally oriented for providing stewardship materials, but that it would be a means of helping the four program committees raise their funds at the General Assembly in meeting its budget. And therefore, this would cut down on some of the competition between committee. As we know, this has not been accomplished, and now it has been stated at this assembly that the subcommittee for field trip ministries does not consider its function to be that of fundraising, but of providing education materials for field trip. I believe that the session, the pastor, the presentation publication committee, and the administration committee can accomplish these functions using Mr. Holmes as a very valuable person within that framework, and we can do without the subcommittee for field trip ministries as a separate permanent committee.
Thank you.
setting my budget and interpret it to the congregation. I pray that this is an additional recommendation.
You have a second?
It has been seconded.
You want to say something?
Many of us feel so that thankfully for Catholic giving is not really dealing with a matter of stewardship, and it needs to be a stronger statement to the full amount of discipleship.
You want to speak to this motion?
Mark Taylor?
Yes.
Fred Wallace.
And meeting with that,
I just want to say that I do not believe that you do the work of God through the kingdom. And I believe it's a basic philosophy of this committee, and I don't think they know it is, that through machinery, political, machinery, action, organization, you raise money. This is not honest. It can be used, but the emphasis is not on the spiritual. God has repelled from this church, I do believe, money to teach this church something. I don't know what exactly, but the Lord repels money from people, from the church, from individuals to teach us that something's wrong. And that does not mean that because that when God repels money, we should increase the machinery. It does mean that we should go on our knees and find out what is wrong. But I am against the emotion.
My brother,
I really want to be sure that you ask people to this message.
And most of us, pastors and churches be exhorted to practice truth and teach tithing. You're opposed to this?
I'm opposed to the
understanding that you are opposed to a stewardship machinery or to a church machinery in an area of stewardship.
If I got a prayer from God, I'd say that.
And I'd say, I accept your comments, sir.
Can I take a second? Just 30 seconds alone. Gentlemen, we tried very hard to appear to be a well-functioning and carefully oiled machine in your presence. I would also point out quickly and repeat when I edit God's work on the subject of stewardship, it is done in a scripture manner and it certainly doesn't sound like a well-oiled machine.
Additional recommendation before the report is adopted as a whole. Do you read it read again?
You satisfied?
Let the motion ensure that it's not necessary to read it again.
If you will accept the additional recommendation, then you say aye.
Opposed, no. It is added to the report. Are you ready now to adopt the report as a whole?
As amended.
If you are, will you say aye?
Opposed, no.
It is adopted and said to Mr. Chairman.
Are we ready for the foundation of Matthew 7?
Here, a procedural motion, procedure.
I know you saw that we reconsider the action, postponing consideration of the balance of the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business. If somebody will second it, I will give an explanation.
You have seconded prayer.
Mr. Manrather, in the excitement of our consideration originally of this report, I think we fail to understand that there's some parts of that report that simply must be taken care of before we adjourn. And I don't propose at all to reopen the question of church offices in connection with that part of judicial business, but I think part of this report must be handled before we go home.
Mr. Moderator, there's an issue that has been clearly drawn up. The officer report, before the question was not divided, so the motion that has been cleared, the both reports.
Just a minute, Jim. Without prejudice, sir, you, by deep notes. I accept that, and I'm just simply trying to say that I don't think you're in the worst trouble by doing that.
Mr. Moderator, if this procedural motion is adopted, I am prepared with another procedural motion to exempt those controversial sections from that reconsideration.
If we reconsider, we have reconsideration of the first and it has been seconded.
And
they voted on the outside this time.
Yes. Mr. Mayor did vote in your senator.
I see no one wishing to debate the matter further than put the question. Do you wish to reconsider the report on duties of business and offices in the court? If you do wish to reconsider, you will say no, you will hold up your left hand.
Done. If you do not wish to reconsider, hold up your right hand. It will be reconsidered. They are reconsidered. The two.
No, it does not. It takes 2/3 to rescind an action, but to reconsider just takes the majority of three, as long as the man makes the motion that voted on the right side.
All right, so before we get ourselves in the bind, the two reports are before us.
Mr. Moderator.
And I'm now waiting to discover who wants to propose what about these reports. And I
recognize microphone 7. I move that we postpone consideration of Roman numeral
2, arbitrary, small letter A, paragraph,
parenthesis 4,
page 513. Let me interrupt you, sir. I'm going to interrupt you because I want your message put positively instead of negatively.
I want to hear from you what in these reports we want to consider.
Mr. Moderator, may I yield to Mr. Frazier, the chairman of the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business.
He has a positive report. I think that will help us understand better where we're going than to try to list a long list of things, places that we don't want to go, except for this point, Mr.
Moderator, if we don't, you'll have to consider these places.
Mr. Moderator, you need to get Mr. Von Hathaway's motion on the floor. As he has it, then you have a motion, and then we can discuss it to us if that is left. And Mr. Hathaway doesn't agree with his motion, so we have one before.
All right, Mr. Hathaway, I apologize for the rest of you. Continue.
I move that we postpone consideration of Roman number 3330, parenthesis 4, page 513, to Roman number 3330.
And?
Roman number 3F1 of the report of the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business and the report of the Auditorium Committee on Number of Officers in the Court.
You know the report to the first, and you know that we postpone the consideration of these sections until the 1979 General Assembly. That's the motion before the House, not the third page.
Mr. Moderator, may I ask you to spell out, he's told us one page, it's going to be hard for us to find. Could he tell us the other pages where these other items are so we all know what we're talking about? The first page number was page 513 to page 517. Down to record 4, recommendation number 16. Those are the items that have been spoken against. We,
in all fairness,
I'm sorry, I'm just explaining it. And then on Roman number 3, F1, on page 519 and 520.
Now you said down to recommendation 7, recommendation 5, which is recommendation 7.
No, sir, Mr. Moderator. The motion is that we omit of postpone from consideration from page 517, Roman number 3334, and that's the Book of Church Order 20-1, page 503, through page 517, Roman number 333C,
which includes
Booker took that in 19-2, and Booker took that in 19-8.
Okay, so let's go to page 517.
And then turn to page 519. At the bottom of the page, where there's a capital letter F, with an Arabic 1, recommendation 2, to that first Arabic 1.
All of the others to be considered.
All of the others to be considered.
If there's a second, I'll explain. You've got your second.
Mr. Moderator, in all fairness to the General Assembly and the intent of the General Assembly, although I am in favor of certain portions of this session, this was a previous action of the General Assembly to postpone consideration of the amendments to the Book of Church Order and the number of officers' reports that were related. But the items that have been exempted from my motion are matters that must be reported to this General Assembly, of which action must be taken by this General Assembly.
Mark Paul, I'd like to ask a question, Mr. Moderator. If you could help me, please. And Mr. Hathaway's motion, does that wipe out any possible consideration of a brief part of the Shiaka Jew?
Yes, sir.
In that case, I would move an amendment to his motion that a brief section of that Shiaka Jew in the appendix, page 195, be considered 8-9. The page is 195 on the appendix. I don't want to rehash the entire thing again. I simply want to address the issue of teaching and exhortation. We've always stricken C and D, and I would like to move the deletion of 8 and 9.
All right. You have moved the consideration of a portion of the committee's report on officers in the church.
Is there a second? There is a second. You want to say a word
about adding, just about adding for consideration.
I've spoken almost clearly in what you want me to say.
I don't want you to argue the issue. I just want you to argue the reason for wanting to add those two.
It's not my intention to rehash the California. I simply want to be consistent until the move of a brief three-sentence word on paragraph 89.
That's what you ought to do. All right. The motion is to include this purpose in the one stated by Mr. Hathaway and approved by the Assembly.
I'm not sure which one he's talking about in this. Have you followed him on it?
Is it on page 195 or is it on page 198 where you have recommendations?
It's on page 195 of the appendix. It's under recommendation 5B8-9.
8-9, but full line paragraph.
Last paragraph.
That's it. Yes, sir. Which was very inconsistent with the deletion of paragraph B. This would be an amendment to consider this in addition to the other items. And that's what you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Going back to the Gulf Coast sector, I would speak most vehemently against reopening the sources of the many significant theological tenets that really need to be debated by the whole assembly. And at a time when our minds are stuck, there is nothing that here that we can do tonight that can just as well be done next year. And when this particular paragraph is discussed, it needs to be discussed with a whole lot of other things. And this is a can of worms and a Pandora's box that would be utterly irresponsible to open it this out.
Are you on the other side?
For the question?
But the rest of the last for the power for the question, we're going to vote on whether or not we will add this item from the report on officers. Are you ready to vote? If you are, say aye. If you go to pop, say no, say no.
We're going to vote on your addition. Do you want to add this person from the report on officers in the church to the other matter? If you do so, I oppose no. We will begin with the recommendation concerning our veteran.
Mr. Microphone, go to.
I call for discussion on Mr. Hassel's motion.
Now wait a minute. It is the floor.
I call for the question. The amendment was voted down. Mr. Hassel's motion is before. I want to get it out of the way. So I call for the question.
You're talking about building up for consideration.
His motion is to get rid of this question and get down to business.
All in favor, say aye. Opposed, no. First item of business would be the administration of the Lord's Supper of Sacred Postal. You found it at the bottom of page 572. We're waiting for you to present that as a proposal to the General Assembly, sir.
Mr. Mayor, I have a point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
Fathers and brethren, I beg you not to refer to the fact that the assembly is small, therefore don't discuss things. Everybody knows when you come, you suppose the council of the assembly. And those who wrestle their own accord, if we pass something they don't like and they say they want to talk about it, it's just too bad. Don't say, let's put things off because there are not enough people here. The ones that care and want to do something for the Church of the Church of America are here. And those others have gone. Let's don't use that as an excuse to put things off, please.
A proposal on the Lord's Supper, sir. Okay, that's recommendation number 16. It makes reference to over to 17 on page 24.
You are moving at bottom of page 572.
Refers to recommendation 16 of the Penance Mode Report, which is found on page 507. It deals with over to 17. Found on page 24. I move that over to 17 from Grace Presbytery be answered as follows. The sacrament of the Lord's Supper may be administered to those who are ill, elderly, or infirm, provided the service of worship be convened following public announcement with a teaching elder and at least one ruling elder in attendance.
Mark 4:16. Moderator Nigel Lee, Tallahassee Gulf Coast Presbytery, I think it would be wise to reject this recommendation. Not because we are out of sympathy with the aged and the infirm, but because it has always been the historic practice of the Presbyterian Church to administer the sacrament publicly in the congregation of the believers. Now, I suppose, theoretically, if we took the congregation to the person who was bedridden, and I would hope that that is what this is proposing, one could construe a bedside communion service as a worship service, but then we would need to be consistent. And also start advocating the administration of private baptism in homes under similar circumstances. Because both practices would, in my judgment, bring us out of the Reformed tradition and closer to a Roman Catholic tradition, I ask this assembly to oppose the recommendation.
And microphone number 8. No? Yes? Third round, first call. Two things. First thing, I'd like to speak short because I see no reason why a person should be deprived of one of the means of grace because we've been providentially laid up in bed. And also, Mr. Moderator, if I can ask a question, what would be the sound, or are we left to our own discretion as to what the sound of worship service?
worship service in the presence of the Lord, in the spirit of truth, and it can be conducted at a bedside or in prison. One of the most noble communion services I have ever conducted was in a prison in Gifu, Japan. Also, in a hospital there. And as a result of those baptisms and worship services and communion, held in the presence of idols, two idols from this church, which I saw, we are able to witness to the Lord and have further testimony of the work of the Holy Spirit, and to deny the privilege of worship at your bedside for sick and handicapped and crippled. After having your public service in your church, to take your orders and go is part of your privilege as a pastor in bringing the word in symbol and in fact to those people who cannot. In the providence of the Lord, attend your church service.
Not so long. So, I've been led from Mother Mary's presbytery. I have often taken communion in the church. That was my practice in ancient times, but I am now a pastor in the Reformed tradition. And we had a sermon this morning on what happened to a man who inadvertently touched the ice, and it didn't work. The sermon was spelled out in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, where Nathan, our parents, examine themselves before they take communion. And very often, communion is taken to the sick in these times as a kind of medicine, a way of healing. If it's not doing anything else to pray for them, and a special good prayer is communion. And that is what the scripture says. Here that Edith and Genghis and Rosary, Edith and Genghis don't mention themselves. Not beginning about it. Fine. But notice the next verse. For this cause many are weak, and sickly among you, and many sleep. So the actual business of trying to bring the thing sick is take the orders to the bedside and say, perhaps the word of the Lord. That's what James said. But this scriptural thing says, don't make them work. So I would tell us to be very careful how we reach out and grab the ark and study it. I have praise with mercy.
That's what that too.
Got anything to say or something? I'll call for the question.
That's the word really powerful, and it will be sick. And the proposal at the bottom of page 517 that has to do with the answer of the committee to the overseer for the grace protocol.
You have a question, Nick?
I have a point of information. I would like to refer to our standard book, I believe, Bandit.
Listen, I'm telling you. We're going to put the call for the question right now. Will you put the question, if you will, will you say aye? If you want to talk to me, will you say no? If you want to put the question, hold up your hand. Bob, if you want to talk to me, put up your hand. We will put the question. Now, I will accept the question or not a comment that you get to have a bone under the boat. We're going to vote. You have a question? Not for 11. It's not really, I think I have a point of order. We're not a motion that would be asking the assembly to do something which is contrary to the Constitution. Be out of order. It would be out of order for you to make a comment which constitutes word
it would have an influence on the way the vote will be taken.
And technically, Mr. Moderator, I really say that if the judicial, that is a constitutional question is raised, it should be referred to the Permanent Committee on Judicial Business, which is not here. I don't know whether we've got anybody who's here. I don't believe we have anybody here from the Permanent Committee on Judicial Business. The only way to handle it would be to refer it to him from the Honorable Mr. Senator. As to whether this is a constitutional question or not.
Well, I am accepting any speaker who is not going to say something whose comments are designed and intended to have the effect of influencing the vote. Now, Nick, do you want to ask something? 15.
Mr. Moderator, this is a point of order.
If
I believe we have been asked to go against our ordination vows, and I believe this is out of order. We need to speak to this matter of order, Mr. Moderator, sir.
Let me get the rule out. This is turning through the Permanent Committee and the Committee of Commissioners. So it has come to the Assembly with a type of scrutiny that a constitutional question requires. Now you can appear to wait a minute. I'm just making a statement. Now, a person can turn up with a contrary opinion, and I think that's what I'm about to hear from number 7, microphone 7. Let's hear microphone 7. Microphone 7. After a motion has been debated, it's too late to call for a point of order. So the debate, the next item is to take the vote. We've already said we wanted the vote.
Moderator, let me read this ruling as whether Mr. Moore will agree with it or not. The Committee on Judicial Business shall serve as a constitutional committee. All matters introduced as new business if received and touching on constitutional matters, including requested rulings by the moderator on questions of order involving constitutional questions, shall be referred in writing to the Committee on Judicial Business for consideration. That's the rule, and I don't. I think Mr. Moore correctly discussed it and then it was raised. But it is, it has been raised now.
My point was that the matter has already come through that committee. Now, you might go back to them and say they didn't pay any attention to what they were doing. No, sir, we're going to vote. You got a point of order? You got a question? A question? Personal question, yeah. That's clear. Judge Carson, reference to President Carson. The recommendation says, provided a first service of worship be convened following public announcement. Are they recommending that this is to be understood as an interpretation of the Confession of Faith, chapter 29, paragraph 3, that the sacrament is not to be administered to men who are not then present in the congregation? Now, sir, that is not a legitimate question. I'm sorry.
That's not a
legitimate question. Not a first calling of the day.
He has another constitutional point.
Bill has a constitutional point. So true.
Is that a communion service?
So true.
Yes.
Is not a communion service a service under the other side of the spectrum?
Yes, sir.
Does not a form of assessment require more than one ruling order if the session has two or three or more ruling orders? I think there is a constitutional question here. I think that this matter has not been handled fairly enough to make something.
I insist that the matter came through the hands of the subcommittee on judicial business and through the Committee of Commissioners on judicial business, and if they did not consider this, they should have, perhaps, they should have. The points have been raised, we are going to vote. If you favor recommendation 4, which is at the bottom of 517 in respect to the administration of the Lord's Supper,
If you favor this, will you say aye? Opposed, no. The nays have it. They go to the next item of business. Microphone 12.
What's the matter with it?
Call has been... Hold it. No, sir. Someone has called for division. Those who favor the recommendation will hold up their hands. Stand, Mr. Frost. You favor the recommendation, stand. Be seated. If you oppose the recommendation, stand. It is defeated. Next time of business, microphone 12.
This matter is about suit. President of Western Carolina is trying to push the civil character. But in the Presbyterian, the items that are before the court, most of which have been included in the handbook, which was received by the commissioners some 5 or 6 weeks ago, the Committee of Commissioners on Judicial Business began hearing on these items on Saturday, and they have worked long on this. The report of the Permanent Judicial Committee has been before you, and brethren, I appeal to you that you may have missed your opportunity to be heard in the committee, and please do not turn the court into a committee of the whole to redo all of the work of the commission. So number 5 deals with recommendation number 17, which is found on page 507 of the manual, which is a reference to overture 19 found on page 27. The substance of
overture 19 is a request to amend
the Book of Church Orders,
chapter 15, verse 2. I move you
forward on overture
19 from Covenant Presbytery concerning the
proposed amendment to
paragraph 15.2 of the Book of Church Orders
be answered in the negative.
That's recommendation number 17, that's to the left. It has to do with overture number 19. The subject of that overture is a request to amend paragraph 15, verse 2 of the Book of Church Orders. Well, what's it about? Just tell me one thing. Yeah, okay. It has to do... The limiting of the number of commissioners, ruling order commissioners, which may be sent up to the General Assembly by any church. Limiting the number of ruling elders that can be sent up to the General Assembly by any church. I see no one seeking a microphone. Number 10.
I heard you say overture 17, Mr. Myra. Is that correct?
Recommendation 17.
Overture 19.
All in favor of this reply, say aye. Opposed, no. I have a feeling that this... is anyone still here from Coral Ridge in Florida?
My understanding is that you've had as many as 30 representatives to pass there. Is that correct? But I wanted to know. Let's go to the next one, okay? Next one is recommendation number... deals with recommendation 19, found on page 507 of your manual.
This is one of the complaints which has been dealt with already by way of a partial report of this committee to you. It has been dealt with. It has been dealt with.
B. Okay, B has to do with, first of all, recommendation number 3, found on page 501 of your handbook.
No, I'm sorry. B should not be up for consideration. That has been postponed.
No,
That's included in the list that you gave me.
This has to do with the matter of the call, the signing of the call of the ministry. I don't think there's any reason to post. I don't think there's any reason for postponing this.
Okay. It's on your list, but it's not on half of this list. We're dealing with recommendation number 2 of the permanent committee report, page 501 of your handbook. Our recommendation, the recommendation of the subcommittee, is that recommendation 3, as it's published, be adopted, and further, we recommend that the 6th General Assembly instruct the permanent subcommittee on judicial business to prepare amendments to the Book of Church Order defining what constitutes a valid ministry for a teaching elder from which a call to a definite work may be received. I move this adoption. We're going to vote on B as a whole. Yes. Mark 48. Ed Wallace, Midland, Todd Chester. I noticed in the recommendation that uses the phrase, the third line up to the bottom, liberty to proclaim and practice fully and freely the whole counsel of God as contained in and understood in the Westminster Confession of Faith. I don't see what the Westminster Confession of Faith encompasses the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God is incorporated in the Word of God, the Apocrypha. Well,
I wonder if that's an editorial problem of us containing the Bible and understood. I think it must be something about us containing the Bible and understood in the Westminster Confession of Faith.
Well, I'd be willing to move if it's okay with the court. I can see here.
This part of the Lord almost anything would be okay with it.
As contained
in the scriptures and understood in the Westminster Confession of Faith.
You are practiced fully the theology of the Westminster Confession of Faith as is contained in the whole counsel of God or something to that. So, I just, I've got a lot of emotion, but.
My guess, Mr. Matter, is the typographical error may have come out in just in my typesetting. If I could suggest an editorial change, I'll contain it in an odd these words, these scriptures, and the rest of it read as it is saying. And I understood it as
the step back, therefore, of justice. I'll contain it in the scriptures and understood in the rest of it as the first. That's the whole 16.
The moderator just points out that the whole counsel of God is not contained in the scriptures. The secret things are in that, and scripture contains only the revealed part. Deuteronomy 29:29.
Well, he keeps practicing two stories for you. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Trust you've been called for, and I accept the call for the question. The amendment was accepted without objection, so we have a recommendation, unless the assembly objects. The whole recommendation. And we're going to vote on the recommendation and not just call the question unless the assembly objects. I hear no objection. If you support the recommendation as a whole, say aye. If you oppose the recommendation, say no. Let's go to the next one.
Okay, the next is item E, found on page 519. This deals with recommendation number 11 in your handbook, beginning on page 505, going on to 506. This is the manual of operation for the Committee on Judicial Business. We are bringing to your attention a number of editorial corrections that need to be made.
We read them rapidly.
Well, we have tried to not list them all, but what we are moving is that the word operation in lines 2, 3, and 4 should read operation, that is, it is a manual of operation in every instance.
Well, my understanding is that in E, you have found a number of editorial corrections that need to be made. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Any substance to any of those editorial corrections?
No, sir.
All right. All in favor of E, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Let's go to F.
That was a creative.
That was a creative.
F-E-E-1.
F-1 is a creative. We go to F-2. Okay. F-2 is recommendation 20, which is found on page 507. Again, this is the matter we have already dealt with by way of type of report. It deals with the complaint of Eli Wally James Kimball.
I already dealt with it.
We go to G. Mark 411.
I have a question. Did you vote on E1 just on recommendation 11, or did
you vote on E1 was one of those excluded?
I beg your pardon. S1 is one of those excluded.
What about E2, 3, 4, and 5?
E as a whole was certified to the assembly to be editorial corrections and did not require. E was certified as having no substantive changes or proposals, but in each case had to do with a mistake somebody made or with an editorial correction that could be made by common consent and did not constitute a substantive change. That was certified in the chair, and I took the whole section E as a unit. Now, do you have reason to believe that was a mistake?
Yeah.
All right, my friend eight.
I believe that was a mistake in terms of E3, E4, E5, all are recommendations, not editorial changes. Recommendations with substance, just a matter of oversight.
All right, what are your recommendations on 3, 4, and 5?
Recommendation E2 deals with recommendation 12 of the permanent committee report. This is that recommendation to send the chairman of the Committee on Judicial Business or his designee to every other meeting in the Presbyterian Pacific until the next General Assembly.
Is that 3?
That's the recommendation
number 2.
And that is recommendation number 12 of the permanent committee report.
All right, that's 2.
Could be over to 15 from Central Georgia Territory.
Remove Recommendation 14 as it printed with the same overture system. And that is to be answered in the negative. I don't want to prolong the meeting, my brother, but I do not see overture. It's on that 14 at the bottom of the page.
That's correct.
Thank you, sir. Gives us such a power to generate gladness and blessing in all the people.
The recommendation is to say that you'll be answered in the negative. All in favor, say aye.
Opposed, no.
Okay, recommendation 15, we have the same editorial problem. It should actually read the overture 14 from Central Georgia Presbytery concerning a proposed amendment, etc., be answered in the negative. I move the adoption of the permanent committee report with the editorial team.
Mr. Chairman, would you sign over 215 on page 506 for me?
Now, recommendation 15,
no, go back up one line, sign 5 over 2 of 15 on page 506 for me.
No, over 2 of 15 will be found on page 22 of your handbook.
It said 506, so okay.
Now, the recommendation of the permanent committee is on 506. That recommendation refers to an overture which is found on page 22. Go to page 23 and keep your finger there. Go to page 506 and keep your finger there.
I just want to be sure that I'm not more confusing than I thought. Are you ready for recommendation 5? You ought to be voted at 9:37?
Yes, sir.
Let's see you. John Cummings, Central Georgia Presbytery, advised to speak against the recommendation of the Permanent Committee and Committee Commissioners, urge you to vote this recommendation down so that when you may move to adopt Overture 13 from Central Georgia Presbytery. Please turn to page 22 in your handbook. Let's look at that overture. The overture concerns the nominating committee of the General Assembly. Fathers and brethren, with all due respect to the fine men who have served on that committee for the past 3 years, our current practices unduly handicap them. They are not over with all new members coming together every year to perform their functions properly. Since Baptist earlier today, the last assembly, the assembly before that, the confusion, the misunderstanding, the inability to get friends, the nominating committee needs some help. The moderators' conference discussed that this year and unanimously recommended that some changes were made.
Your fellow moderator, Mr. Clark, asked me to introduce this overture to Central Georgia Presbytery. We are trying our hardest to maintain the grassroots nature of the nominating committee and give them just a little continuity to keep them on for 2 years, half the committee. They need this help. The moderators' conference, made up of all of the permanent committee chairmen and representatives from various parts of the assembly, past moderators, concurred in this year. I urge you to vote down this recommendation. I'll introduce the motion to adopt it in the assembly. They're going to help your nominating committee.
Do you see the overture on page
23
that we're talking about?
If I may just speak from here, my own experience with this committee has not been as adverse as is suggested. When they have met between assemblies, they have virtually met unanimously. I think 1 year they had only one man out, and I think 1 year everybody there, so not a quorum. Now, they had difficulty with quorums here at the assembly. But the matter of form between assemblies has not been a problem. I don't know that this new structure will really help that much as long as the assembly is going to do what it does with changing nominations from the floor. Actually, this year you will notice the nominating committee's report was followed rather at most, in many cases, I judge, I haven't counted them, majority of the time. I think they have a working system as you have it. I have no great deal in the matter, but this This involves a complicated change in what's going on. Is there a vote? Voters on the committee's recommendation number E5. If you favor that recommendation, say aye. Opposed, no. If you favor that recommendation, hold up your hand. Down. If you oppose it, hold up your hand. It is adopted. Let's go on. Item G, deals without any opinion given by the permanent subcommittee during the course of the past year. If you return to page 507 in the commissioner's handbook, I'm sorry, 502. Just below their recommendation number 9, you see a title of interim opinions given. There are two opinions given. One, in response to a letter from John G. Thompson, Clerk of the Section of the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. The other having to do with the letter of the Sacred Church, the pastoral letter, dated February 23, 1978. I would move you, sir, first of all, that the opinion rendered for the Westminster Church, Kingsport, Tennessee, be approved with the comment that the opinions given do not involve nor fully define the procedures for church membership.
Are you ready to vote?
You say that the recommendation say aye. So it's no. And then aye, secondly. Okay.
You too.
I move you that the opinions given to advise the state of church be approved with the recommendation that the Committee on Business Administration present the general substance of the state of church letter dated February 23, 1978 to the General Assembly for approval.
Third.
That would have to go back to the permanent committee, so they could not bring it back until the next general assembly. If it is, next general assembly. Without objection, it is adopted. The next item is 8-1, found at the bottom of page 12. And in 5-20, it deals with overture cells on page 23. This is an overture from the earlier presbytery. Requesting that this General Assembly encourage churches to use denominational logo or name on signs, stationery, newspaper, etc. It is recommended that we move that overture charge from the earlier presbytery be answered in the negative. Without objection, it is carried. Next one. On page 521, item 2 deals with overture 33 from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. That is to be found on page 27 of your handbook. Page 27, overture 33, it is a request to amend the Book of Church Service, chapter 14-7, by the addition of a new sentence or new paragraph. And we move that Overture 33 from Mid-Atlantic Presbytery be answered in the affirmative, and that this amendment be passed down to the Presbytery for their advising consent. That's due to the receiving of new church into the denomination. Without objection, it is adopted. Item I deals with references that have been handed up for opinions, either on page 61. The first reference is from Grace Presbytery, dealing with a resolution to the 16th stated duty of Grace Presbytery by Byron Smith. The substance of his resolution is whether Presbytery has the power to limit the receipt and dismission of ministers exclusively to stated duty. We move that reference the answer as follows. That the Sixth General Assembly advised those testifying that Mr. Stapp's resolution is constitutional, in that any particular testifying may determine to receive or dismiss ministers only at regularly stated meetings at its pleasure. I so move. My first class. I had a question just to make sure that this name the testifying can't call meetings to receive ministers any time. No, sir. It means that they may limit their actions to that, but it does not say they must limit them. I'm in favor, say aye. Says no, it is for order. Lesson 2 is from Texas Presbyterians. It has to do with a portion of their operations manual, particularly a portion which they refer to as item 8. This has to do with the authority of the Presbyterians to establish or empower a community.
Terminal point, that is, an open-ended empowering of a committee to form itself as a commission of testifying. And they said the commission of the pastor would be to dismiss
the pastor if...
Two conditions are in view. One, in those situations where both the congregation and the pastor can choose, the committee would be empowered to function as a commission to dismiss. The other condition is where there is no congregation involved. We anticipate that what was in view here would be the matter of a chaplain, a professor to a seminary, or some other situation where it's not in a pastoral situation. Microphone number 5.
I'm President.
Let's see if it
away with the fundamental principle of what a presbyter is all about.
There really ought to be some question on our churches whether presbyters ought to be allowed to get to such large sizes. That handling the certification of ministers is an inconvenience that has to be handled away to commission.
Frequently, when it comes time for a man to leave a church, there'll be a great many opinions involved.
We had examples in our assembly in our recent past, the churches objecting seriously to the minister's leaving.
And Mr. Edith, I don't believe that's quite the factor to the motion.
The pastor
objectively. It is not sufficient that I feel I'm called to leave a church. Nor are we congregationally.
It is not sufficient
that the congregation can
pray with me,
which most often is merely a rubber stamping of what the pastor does.
Presbytery needs to begin dealing
with men
leaving
congregation.
Early in this history of our church,
we had a lot
of people
leaving congregation
because
there was a
complaint between the pastor and
the congregation. What we need
is presbyters
to help determine
in this matter
whether a work
should be left
at that time
or whether that man could stay there.
There's
precedent both historically
when presbyters have told such men as Stonewall that he could not change position, and has also been present in our own history, where the presbytery has not allowed men
to leave. So I think that we should leave this matter of leaving congregations in the hands of the total presbytery.
That's so key.
Mr. Moderator, I'm Pastor Bill Rose from Warrior Presbytery, and I call for the question.
Question has been called for.
Mr. Chairman, have the word.
You may have the word.
Brethren, I understand and am sympathetic with all of your expressions. However, the question that has been brought up to us is
it constitutional? And if you examine the Book of Church Order
and its provisions, this is the answer that we're forced to return
to that reference.
All right. We're going to put the question.
You would have had the privilege of closing comment after this
question, but that's all right. If you wish to vote at this time, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We are going to put the vote on the recommendation. Roman numerals aye and one with respect to Mr. Snapp's resolution. All in favor of the committee's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It is adopted. That was reference number two. That was not reference number two from Texas Presbytery. Right. Beg your pardon, not Mr. Snapp. Yes, sir.
I'd like to call for division on that last question, please.
Division on last question. It's reference number two from Texas Presbytery and not Mr. Snapp's resolution, as the moderator called it. All those in favor of the committee's recommendation will please stand. Be seated. All those opposed to the committee's recommendation, please stand. It is carried.
On page 522 of the report, item J, dealing with the resolution from W. Jack Williamson regarding amending the Book of Church Order 15-1, parens 12. The substance of that resolution is found indented in the middle of the page, beginning the Book of Church Order, paragraph 15-1-12, to be amended to read, the Assembly Permanent Committees are our Committee on Administration, etc. That is Mr. Williamson's resolution. We move that that resolution be answered in the negative.
You have it before you. No comments. All in favor of the committee's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. It is so ordered.
Okay, item K, beginning on page 522, going through 523, on into 524. Is our report on the examination of the minutes of the Permanent Subcommittee on Judicial Business. Meetings were held on January 6 and 7, 1978, January 28, 1978, March 10 and 11, 1978, and April 28 and 29, 1978, for which we had minutes. We are aware of the fact that there were minutes on meetings on November 11, 77, and two conference call meetings on October 28, 77, and February 4, 78, whose minutes or minutes for which meetings were not submitted. And then there was a telephone conference meeting on April 28, 1978, which the permanent committee report fails to mention and for which we had no minutes.
Is there any objection? Excuse me.
See, item six. I'm sorry, we had the minutes, but the report indicated that does not indicate the meeting was held.
Right.
I would move the adoption of item K as presented to you.
Item K as a whole. Microphone 13.
Mr. Moderator, Frank Smith, Mid-Atlantic Presbytery. You have here in the exceptions churches represented, not recorded. I think it would be far better if the presbytery was recorded of the members that are present. We have 10 churches called Westminster. How do you know which presbytery that represents? We've been keeping our minutes of administration, which they took exception to, of the presbytery represented at that meeting. I think it's far better we say what presbytery they're from than the church.
May I answer that?
Yes, sir. If you look on the right-hand side of that page, there's a reference there, 8-12, 3 parens F. That's a reference back to the assembly manual, assembly operations, and those instructions say that they are to cite the name of the church. That's the basis for our comment.
Mr. Moderator, that is correct. I have submitted, I'm not sure it got to the floor of the assembly, a change to delete that section, since all of those references, everybody on the roll is known anyway. But at present, they're quite correct. That is what the rules call for now.
Does that answer the commissioner's objection? It does. Microphone 15.
Maybe that just went by me. Charles Young from Warrior Presbytery. Are you saying that the committee took certain actions and failed to give you their minutes or simply did not submit minutes?
I cannot answer that. There were no members of the permanent committee available to us except for one brief period of time, and that member was not familiar with the status of the minutes. We did not receive copies of the minutes at all for the meetings of November 11, 1977, for October 28, 1977, and for February 4, 1978. Whether they exist or not, I cannot certify.
Microphone 14.
Rick Canada, Covenant Presbytery. I was the alternate on that committee, and we got minutes for all of our meetings sent to us. I don't know why the chairman didn't get them to this committee of commissioners. I probably got copies of them in my file in the room, but I know there are minutes to each of our meetings.
Mr. Moderator, again, a word of explanation. Those minutes are sent in to the state clerk's office. If we don't get them, we can't send them out. And we've sent out all that we have. It is our practice to notify committees. We have the following committees. As we approach an assembly, about 2 months before an assembly, we have the following list of minutes from your committee. A committee won't pick up and say, well, we're missing one of those. We don't get it. But I think this is the first time a serious lapse like this has occurred.
Microphone 13.
His question.
Question has been moved on K as a whole. If you favor the adoption of the committee's recommendation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Closing comment. You have a closing comment?
No, sir. I would not read it at this time.
Sir?
No, unless there's a motion.
You don't want to say anything about the committee wishes to express its thanks?
Well, all right, I would like to read that. The committee wishes to express its thanks and appreciation to Calvin College for the excellent support of our work through its facilities and the outstanding performance of our stenographer, Mrs. Ethel DeLue, who labored above and beyond the call in our behalf.
I'm going to ask that we adopt that as a recommendation. L, without objection.
Do you have a copy of it, Mr. Fraser?
That paragraph is just not numbered. Recommendation L, that we adopt that. A word of appreciation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That's good. Microphone 7.
Bob Hayes, Covenant Presbytery. Mr. Fraser, could I direct your attention, please, sir, to page 518? Number 5, recommendation 17. Would you please explain to me the grounds for your rejecting the overture from Covenant Presbytery concerning amending the book?